Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Next to Charlie Parker, there's likely no one more famous in the jazz lexicon from Kansas City than guitar great Pat Metheny. That was the song Better Days Ahead off his newest 2021 CD, Side Eye, New York City. And what an anthem as we head into these days of 2021 and live music coming back. On this newest project, Pat said this: "I wanted to create an ongoing platform to host a rotating cast of newer generations of musicians who have particularly caught my interest along the way. From my earliest days in Kansas City onward, I was a beneficiary of so many older musicians hiring me, which gave me a chance to develop through the prism of the experiences and the particular demands of what their music implied." That there is the backbone of the new book by Kansas City author Carolyn Glenn Brewer called Missouri Skies, 1964 to 72. And it's a retrospective on the younger years of Pat Metheny. This native of Lee's Summit, Missouri, started playing in pizza parlors at the age of 14. By the time he graduated from high school, he was the first call guitarist for Kansas City clubs, private clubs, and jazz festivals. Now at 66, he has 20 Grammys in 10 categories, and in 5 decades of interviews, none have conveyed in detail his stories about those teenage early years. In this new book, Carolyn reveals important details about jazz and Kansas City during the 60s and early 70s. They're often overlooked. And we talked to Carolyn about this newest adventure she wrote about Pat, and she had some thoughts on his endearing and growing legacy.
It does seem kind of astounding that someone I first know as a friend of my little brother's would be such a household name in jazz. But having watched his progression while he was here and listening to him, and of course hearing other people talk about him too at the time, it's not surprising. He had his own style, his own sound. You know, he had a vision right from the beginning.
Great to kick the show off with brand new Pat Metheny material. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has unique cats like Charlie Parker and Pat Metheny that call this town home. And speaking of the 2021 music revival as it continues, we caught a gem at the KC Beer Company on August 9th in the fall sunlight as Brahm on the accordion and Peter Shilliday on the spoons did some jazzy polka on acid, as they call it. And we do come from Kansas City, Missouri, always here with that dependable dose of needed jazz music. Here's the big brother of Pat, flugelhornist and accomplished jazz journalist Mike Metheny, still here in this very place that brings you Neon Jazz in Lee's Summit, Missouri. This is the title track off his 2011 CD, From Then Till Now. Dig it.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the accomplished drummer Greg German with the song Rush Hour off his latest 2021 CD, Tales of Time. He's been touring all around the world playing the drums for various touring productions for the past 15 years. He became one of the most respected and consistent performers. He grew up in Deer Park, Long Island, and studied with Bob Leto, who used to make him sit at the local jazz club, Sonny's Place, often as a teenager. That led to his ear and chops that flourish today. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he told me exactly who he thought he was.
I'm a creative type, but I'm also a chameleon in certain ways. Like, I love creating the music, but my goal is to be a chameleon. And what I mean by that is, like, if I'm playing a Broadway show, I have a certain role I need to fill. And if I play jazz, there's a different kind of role that I need to fill, but I want to be able to do both equally.
This is a rather well-traveled jazz soul that had some contact and influence in Greg's life. This is pianist and composer, and also a great teacher, Roland Hanna, with the tune Orange Funk off the 2014 CD, This Must Be Love, right here on Neon Jazz.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Adrienne Duncan. I'm a singer, pianist, songwriter, and composer from Los Angeles. And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
He's not quite you. His looks are similar, but he isn't quite you. It's not quite right. It's lovely and stable, but it isn't quite right. I never used to want to turn. Thank you. Our brilliant conversation, our own way of relating. He's not quite you. He's not quite you now, is he? He's not quite you. He's not quite you.
That was Los Angeles-based pianist, singer, composer, songwriter, producer, and arranger, very busy, Adrianne Duncan, with the tune He's Not Quite You off the 2021 CD, Gemini. Her dad is the renowned classic guitarist, Charles Duncan, and she was originally a competitive classical pianist and has navigated her way around a number of genres. And when we talked to her here at the show about what she likes the very best, she told us.
I think probably where I feel the most myself is sitting at a piano and writing, and when I started songwriting, that really opened things up for me, because I honestly had no clue that I could do it. So when I write, and when I write something, to me that's the ultimate in creativity, because you're literally creating something from nothing.
From the very, very talented jazz multi-reedist, fluent on saxophone, flute, and bass clarinet, here's Benny Maupin, joined by his ensemble with the song One for Eric Dolphy, off the 2006 CD, Penumbra, Dig In.
Thank you. Charlie Porter out of Portland, Oregon, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
That was the Grammy Award-winning trumpeter Charlie Porter with the song A Tipping Point off his newest 2021 CD called Hindsight. Born during the upheavals of 2020, this album reflects the tumult, uncertainty, and fiery emotions of the times. And with the recent birth of his son, he had thoughts of how we're going to leave the planet for the next generation. And we caught up with Charlie again about this new CD, and he had some thoughts on it.
It doesn't feel right for me to just write music about music for music's sake is great, and I know that that can be therapeutic in its own right, but I felt like I had some other things to say that I wanted to say.
Here's the current face of jazz and quite a family dynasty behind him. This is Wynton Marsalis on the trumpet with the song Spring Will Be a Little Late off the 1998 CD Standard Time Volume 5, The Midnight Blues, as he lets the ballad flourish.
This is Luke Carlos O'Reilly. I'm a pianist, composer, educator out of the Philadelphia area. I'm very happy to be on here with Joe DiNino and Neon Jazz. Thanks for tuning in. Please keep on checking out on his show for more interviews and plenty more music.
That was award-winning pianist Lucas Carlos O'Reilly with an aptly emotionally charged song, Raise Them Up, off the 2021 CD, I Too Sing America, A Black Man's Diary. And we caught up with him here at the show to talk about what he loves about being a musician.
Great question, man. I don't think I've ever been asked that. Just the opportunity. There's always different opportunities. I mean, I had a friend tell me once, as musicians, we wake up every day unemployed, which is very real and very realistic. But the beautiful thing about that is we kind of have a different job. Every time we wake up, we have a different job.
Here's a cat from the Wield of Influence on Luke. This is Pasadena-born jazz pianist Bruce Barth with the song Writing Off, off the 2001 CD East and West, as we start writing off and watching the sunset here on this Hour of Jazz. Thank you. Again, that was veteran jazz pianist Bruce Barth with the tune Writing Off. And speaking of, this is a cat with some deep KC roots. Guitarist John Stein, who played only one public concert during the entire year of the COVID pandemic lockdown, and it was broadcast on the internet. Off the 2021 CD Serendipity with the tune Labor of Love, John had some thoughts on this pandemic during a recent interview with the show.
Actually, all of us who are here now who survived this pandemic, it was a year of hardship. For some, a terrible year of hardship and suffering. We're getting to be on the other side of it, and I hope that continues, and I just hope that we can make the world a better place. Right now, our country, with the politics being so divided and crazy, it feels like we're at a point where we could really get out of this in a wonderful way. And music is a healing thing for people. I mean, no matter what side of politics you stand on, people respond to music. It's a thing that touches our souls.
And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a broadcast gem with very, very deep KC roots, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That ought to do it.
Reach out. Let us know what's going on. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.